This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za. Get up and go breakfast.
7:46. We're still trying to find our feet in 2026. And one of the things that are often on people's priority list is, got to take care of my health better in this brand new year. So if that's something that you've been contemplating or something similar to that, you're in the right place at the right time, because on the line with me this morning is Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Here we are again, Dr. Wendy. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Brad. These Thursdays roll around very quickly.
I know. We were just talking about when we going to be taking a break for December, and now it's already halfway through January. I feel like I've stepped into like an alternative universe where time works differently.
Yeah, it seems to be working differently for a while now.
Well, we started last week chatting about food. You can check out the podcast. The video is also up on Facebook of our last interaction with Dr. Wendy, prioritizing real food and managing our blood sugar levels. One of the things you mentioned last week, Wendy, is we don't want to launch into a massive change too soon. You mentioned small changes to help make it more sustainable. But boy, oh boy, if there was ever a place where we try too much too soon, it's in some kind of exercise. We've hardly run and then we want to sprint around the block twice, and we might never have picked up a heavy weight or gone to gym, and we're in there and we're clapping it, and now we're lying down, we can't move because everything hurts.
Yes, I think that's a mistake we so often make. You know, you especially after the December holidays, or it could have been a while before that, you start gaining a little bit of weight, you're feeling unfit, and you think, okay, I'm gonna tackle this head on. And then the next thing you know, you've done too much, and you have actually set yourself back. And then you don't go back. Mm-hmm. We don't often realize how much of a negative impact that can have on our physical body, but also on our mental approach to exercise as well.
Many people just simply don't like exercise, although we can thrive on it. Perhaps we just haven't found the exercise that suits us the most. And suits us best that we actually like doing, because there must be something that we like to do that involves some kind of movement that's good for us.
I think that's very true. There are many people that don't love exercise. I think there's a handful of people that really do, and that they thrive on it. But I think there are a lot more that probably don't like exercise. And I think the connotations of the exercise is, you've got to go to a gym, you've got to be hot and sweaty, you've got to, you know, exercise for a certain amount of time. And a lot of that can be broken down into smaller chunks. And as you say, as doing something enjoyable. So if we can find what it is that we love to do, and we can incorporate it with other activities, so maybe as a social event or with our children, or, you know, that it's with a friend, that you can find a way to make whatever it is that you do, however you move your body, enjoyable for you, just as long as it, again, can be consistent and it can be something that is actually helping you.
The time that we have available, sometimes we don't make the time to exercise, right? And we need to see it as something vital that we have to do. I feel, and you're the expert here, but I can't help but feel if we want to eat well, and there's many other things that we're still going to discuss that we really need to use as a foundation of excellent health as we go into this new year, we can't not exercise, right? We need to find something. I don't like this, so I'm just going to skip it.
Yes. Yeah. Or I'm too busy. That's very often an excuse that we make, and we might be busy, but it's interesting what we can prioritize time for. So I think if we think about our health as a priority, we have to think, okay, well, where are we going to fit this in and how are we going to do it? And as I said, if you break up your exercise into smaller chunks, then it makes it easier to incorporate in your day. So rather than going to a gym for an hour, if you could do, you know, a 15 or 20 minute walk in the morning, and you can jump on the trampoline for 15 minutes in the afternoon, and you can play with your kids in the evening or swim in the pool or whatever it is, then you've done a fair amount of exercise consistently throughout the day. And that really does help to incorporate movement into your daily habits.
I'm one person who loves to take the stairs, unless, of course, I have to go to the top of a very high building very quickly. And if I have to go up a few stairs, I always find the stairs. I think that I've seen some people who look very fit and healthy. We sort of default very often to the elevator. We stand and wait for the lift, and I'm like, hang on, but you can just go up the stairs. Probably by the time the lift arrives, you could have already been on the floor you needed to be on. Almost like we avoid it. But if we start integrating these small things, they can make a difference, right? Let's take the stairs instead of the elevator or something like that.
Yes, that can make a huge difference. Walking to the shops or parking your car further away so that you've got a little bit of a walk. All of those things are going to be helpful to getting your body moving. And then you don't even realize that you're exercising. You know, that just becomes part of your day.
Is there something that we have to get right in our minds around exercise? Because, I mean, I know I've never owned a treadmill, but I know people who own a treadmill, and all the treadmill really is like a very expensive clothes horse. You know, it's like the washing hangs over it in the spare room. So I just wonder, you know, we have great intentions, but we don't get around to it. And I think, do we overthink these things? There are simpler ways. I don't know. Maybe we just need to get our heads right. Where does the problem sit?
I think it is a combination of a few things. So definitely getting your head right is important. Realizing how much of a priority it is to be exercising and to be moving your body and to be realistic about what you can and you can't do. Mm. And, you know, if you have a treadmill set up in your house, put it in a place where it is going to be easy to use it. Because the minute you tuck it away somewhere, or it's in the garage or it's covered with all sorts of other things, or you've got to climb over things to get to it, you're not going to get on that treadmill. If you can put it in a place where there is other activity so that you can maybe still be part of family activity or watching a television or something like that, if you can be moving while you're doing those things, it makes it easier. But yes, it is definitely, there is a degree of mind over matter there. We have to decide this is something that is important for us. You know, we don't necessarily decide that we need to eat every day because our bodies tell us we have to eat. Mm. Our bodies don't always tell us that we have to exercise, but we might be stiff, we might be sore, we might have, you know, might be carrying a bit of extra weight. Mm. That is actually our body's way of telling us. It's not quite as obvious as with, you know, you need food now, you haven't eaten for a while. But our bodies definitely do need that. We'll sleep better, our brains function better, our bodies feel better, we have better endorphins, so our mood is better. And so, yeah, it is something that we need to prioritize. We need to make a decision, decide what are we going to do, how are we going to do it, and then be intentional about implementing those steps.
Which kind of exercise do we do? Do we do strength training, or do we do cardiovascular training, or do we do combinations of them? Does it matter?
I think it's important to do a combination of both, and it depends on our physiology as well. So some people do better with cardiovascular training, but the cardiovascular is really going to help with your circulation, getting oxygen around your body, and those kind of things. Whereas your strength training helps to preserve your bone density. It helps for your muscle to fat ratio, so it helps to tone your body a little bit more. So I think a bit of both would be ideal.
So when we say strength training, is that picking up a weight, a dumbbell, or I mean you can use a can of beans or something like that, I suppose, if you don't have dumbbells, but that is sort of putting some kind of resistance to your muscles and body?
Exactly. It is just some form of resistance, and it doesn't have to be a really heavy weight. As you said, it can be a can of beans, it can be a weighted vest, or it can be weights around your ankles or your wrists as you walk. Some of these things can be combined, so you can carry dumbbells, like little weights, like 1 kilo weights with you, and you can just have that extra resistance. You can walk up a hill that also provides resistance. You can exercise with TheraBands, those elasticy bands that you can use to just help create some resistance. So there's all sorts of ways that we can do it, that you can do it with your own body weight, you know, doing squats or push-ups against a wall. Yeah. That provides a little bit of resistance too. So there's all sorts of things that we can do that we don't have to go out to a gym to do. We don't have to have, expensive equipment. We can do it with what we have at home.
Just Wendy, before we greet each other this morning, I think there's a lot of information that's available and a lot of people don't really know where to start. So I think, truth be told, sometimes you just need a little bit of help. And you've been with us for so many years, and this is part of your area of expertise. Would you mind sharing your details? If someone's listening and saying, you know what, this is all good and well and that's great, but I don't even really know where to start. And because I don't know where to start, I don't start. And I might need a little bit of help. Maybe Dr. Wendy's the person to assist me or to guide me. Wendy, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
So they can contact me on my email or on WhatsApp. My email address is wendy@integratedhealthsolution.co.za. And my telephone number is 082-476-4933.
So there you have it. And that's Integrated Health Solution. There's no S at the end there, right?
Yes, there's no S at the end.
Okay, integrated.
And they can have a look at my website as well if they want to get some more information. And that is integratedhealthsolution.co.za.
Yeah, worth a visit. Just in case you need some help, because we're sitting with all this information and then we get, this is too confusing, I'm not going to do anything. And we walk away with no change. So if you need some help, get in there and chat to Dr. Wendy. Always a pleasure to connect with Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Love hanging out with you, Wendy. Thanks for your time and your expertise. We'll tackle sleep and water and stress next week. Have yourself a really great day.
Thanks, Brad. You too.
Always nice to connect with Dr. Wendy. The podcast available, as always, just after the program. So don't miss out on that. And otherwise, we'll be back again next week with her to tackle sleep, water. We also have some goal setting, and we're going to be talking about getting a checkup if necessary before you pursue any of these things. So we've got a bit of a series to get through. And you know, this every little bit helps, and every little bit that you listen to is something that you can start to work on and implement into your life. And the next thing you know, 2026 actually does look completely different to 2025, which is really what we want.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.